Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
It says, Dear Freak Show, I love my husband dearly, but he does something that I find so annoying, I wanted to air him out to you guys. We do one big grocery trip per week to make sure we get the supplies for that week's meals. Usually, we have to end up making more trips with our six-year-old, always needing something extra from the store, but one main grocery run is the goal. My husband is in charge of this because with our work schedule, it just works best that way, but sometimes I'm with him. At the store, when they ask you if they can help you with the groceries to the car, my husband automatically says yes. It doesn't matter if it's a 17-year-old kid or if it's a 70-year-old lady. He's always taking the help, pushing the cart outside to the car. He doesn't need any help. There's nothing wrong with my husband. He stands 6'4 and is 200 plus pounds. He will always stand there and direct where the groceries are supposed to be put in the back of the car for this person who is on staff with the store. It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen because obviously if I'm there, I decline their help before they can even get their first word out of their mouth. But I feel embarrassed just being there with him, and they have to talk. They have to talk about him because it's just really embarrassing. He says it's a free service, and they offer, so why not take it? The last time we talked about it, he compared it to a free splash of cologne at a store. You don't really need it, but they want you to take it, and so you do. He says it's built into the price of the groceries, which is absolutely absurd because I've never heard of that. It's one of those things you're supposed to automatically say no to. Am I correct? But not him. He agrees every time. So no matter what we get from the grocery store, there is somebody's high school kid or a grandma who is loading it into our car. And I find that embarrassing when you're a big strapping man.
Yeah.
Please tell him to stop and air him out on the air.
I would be super embarrassed if my big, strong, I don't know, tall man was asking like the little old lady at Publix or wherever to bring in the groceries.
He just accepted it.
Yeah, right. They offer it.
I know. I'm aware.
And you're not allowed to tip them either.
Right. No, you're not supposed to.
You're not allowed. My mom tried because my mom, when she lived here, you lived behind the Publix. And the one over there by where y'all were when you were remodeling.
Okay.
Over there on that side where you were with your Airbnb. That Publix right there was the one she would always go to. And there were a couple of guys who would carry out her groceries all the time. So when I would go in the store with her, she would be on speaking terms with those folks. But my mom, again, is older.
Mm-hmm.
So they're helping her. I didn't really see it as an issue, but they wanted to help her when I was with them, and I wouldn't allow it because I'm like, that's my job.
Right, and that's a different circumstance. I have only used this service when I had like two small babies with me, and I had like a cart full of groceries, and I literally needed help. Other than that, I've never asked for anybody to help me bring my groceries to my car or load it for me.
Okay, so she's embarrassed by this and can't get him to stop. That's the one thing that is very apparent in the email, that she is embarrassed by it and he won't alter his behavior.
So, weird.
So I mean, and it's not like they have to, but it makes for, I guess, a disagreement in the household.
I will say, as a bagger, sometimes you do want to go outside and get the hell out of the grocery store. So sometimes they offer because they're desperate to get away from bagging and take a little bit of a break outside.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to take a little stroll.
Get some carts in, yes.
Take your time with it. Yep. Get out of the store for a second.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I asked this morning, since apparently half of y'all are sitting at Omerton on Howard Franklin and with nothing to do, is there anything that your spouse does that embarrasses you?
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything that your spouse does and unapologetically? Like, just, you know, this is me, this is what I do, and you just gonna have to soak it up and take it. Any embarrassment? We'll check in with embarrassing stories about your spouse or partner. James out of Lakeland is on the line. What's going on, James?
Hey, what's going on? Long know what's happening, man.
You say take them bags in yourself, huh?
Yes, I think she should just do it herself just to, you know, let him know that, hey, we don't need this, you know, the bag boy. And maybe he'll say, hey, I got it, you know, just... You maybe want to get it then.
He sounds like somebody's going to let her just go ahead and lift them bags, dog. Just she might be pot committed after that.
Hey, but at least let her do it. And she might say, hey, I got it. Don't worry about it. You know, she might just tell the bag boy, hey, I got it.
Yeah, and just shame him into it.
Yeah, then that way he may just say, hey, no, babe, I got it. But if you don't do that, hey, man, that's a problem.
Lean on his gentleman side. I got you, James. All right, I appreciate that. Crystal is on the phone out of Zephyr Hills. What embarrasses you about your spouse?
So he has a habit of speaking to people in Spanish, and he's really not that good of it.
Whoa, wait. You don't like the way he talks in Spanish?
No, he's not good at it. He really doesn't know Spanish. He's not fluent in it at all. And he'll try to talk to people in Spanish. If he assumes that they know Spanish, he's talking to you in it.
He's trying to practice.
Yeah. At the wrong time.
Now, do you know Spanish?
I mean, I know, like, words here and there. But that's how he is. So when he says, like, hola, and they start speaking to him, and he just looks like, wait. You know, and people look at him like, if you don't know Spanish, don't speak it to me, you know?
Wow.
Okay, that's funny. I appreciate it, Crystal. Thank you. All right, I got Dr. Moore on the phone. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. You had some knowledge to put into the conversation here. You said ain't nothing wrong with being served.
There's nothing wrong with being served. If it's a service that's offered at a store, no matter what size you are, why not take it? And like the young lady said, they do want to get outside sometimes, so that helps them get out as well. But I also embarrass my husband all the time. I go to restaurants and I like my food a certain way or certain things I don't want on my food. And he's like, just take it how they serve it. I'm like, why? I mean, I'm paying my money. I should be able to get what I want. But the young lady that's getting on her husband's case about taking the service, if that's all she has to complain about, she must have a really good life. Because that is not what you need to be arguing about.
If you're embarrassed by it, though, I mean, because, you know, y'all pretty sure your husband be like, listen, don't ever go to eat with my wife.
Something as simple as, you know, I don't want white onions. I want red onions. I don't want mayo. I want mustard. But whatever comes on the sandwich, if the line is long, I mean, I'm paying my money. I want to get what I want to get.
See, that doesn't bother me.
Oh, that bothers me.
You don't like
you one of the people who are trying to tweak the menu and they're like, oh, well, can you substitute this? This is why restaurants say no substitutions.
Well, if they say no substitution, I can respect that. That's their policy, and I'll abide by it.
Then
I won't get it. I won't get it. I mean.
Andrea's on the phone. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good. How are y'all?
Pretty good. All right. Now, your partner, what? Let's talk about the embarrassing parts. Now, what are you embarrassed by?
Husband, but I would try to finesse where, not unless it's a service like misogynist, but if anywhere a guy would be like, can I get your employee discount, please, sir? You know, joking.
That's
so wait, so you ask just in case there's something for free?
Yeah. Interacting with them, sometimes I'll compliment them like, girl, your nails are so cute. I was like, they don't waive bag fees for military. She's like, oh, no more. I'm like, okay. She's like, I got you though, girl. So I've been able to not necessarily wanting it for free, but if, you know, hey, if you can give me your employee discount, you know, if it's steakhouse, you know, it don't matter.
Can you give me your employee? If I'm sitting next to you and you say, can you give me your employee discount? I'm looking at you like, hello, you know, you just made us look poor.
Well, it wouldn't be like in an embarrassing way. I'm like, this was so good. I'm like, you know what? I need to come back here. Can I get your employee discount? Like jokingly. And sometimes they would say yes. So I'd never be in an uncomfortable situation, like trying to do it uncomfortably. But I've got Foot Locker discount. I mean, you name
what?
It. And all they can say, is no, right? Like, that's all they can say is no. And I'm like, word, okay. And then my ex-husband used to get, maybe that's why we're not married.
I was about to say, I'd be just like him. I'm like, look here, we're going to leave this place and go straight to the courthouse.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to leave you.
Look, I saved him a lot of money.
You did.
At the airport, those are expensive when you got three kids traveling with you, you know. So it's just, I would always do it with kindness and jokingly. I never was like, you know, caring about or nothing, but through the years, and everybody always says that, they're like, Andrea can sell, you know, a woman with white glove ketchup popsicles or just, you know, get something free. But I just do it jokingly, but it's worked.
It works for you. I mean, I get it, but we definitely have to have a talk when we leave that establishment.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Andrea. I appreciate
that's
it.
Finesse.
Right.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.